USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As polls continue to close on the West Coast, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden picking up electoral votes from California, Oregon, and Washington. Meanwhile, President Trump winning 29 crucial electoral votes from Florida, his adopted home state. President Trump also winning Ohio, Texas, and Iowa. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's humbled and grateful after winning re-election in Kentucky.
Tonight, Kentuckians said that challenging times need proven leadership. And our nation will need Kentucky values and Kentucky ideas to defeat this virus and regain our footing.
The Republican holding off a challenge from Democrat Amy McGrath. McConnell, the longest-serving senator in Kentucky history. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheet special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Joe Biden's campaign believes under no scenario will President Trump be allowed to claim victory on election night. Joe Biden's campaign manager, Jen O'Malley-Dillon, saying there's multiple paths for the former vice president to get to 270 electoral votes.
We can win 270 electoral votes even without Pennsylvania and Florida. I think that that is something that really helps put into sharp relief what Trump has to accomplish and what where we're positioned.
Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham defeated Democratic challenger Jamie Harrison in his Senate race. Harrison raised a ton of money from outside the state of South Carolina, to which Graham tells his supporters,
"To all the pollsters out there, you have no idea what you're doing. And to all the liberals in California and New York, you wasted a lot of money. This is the worst return on investment in the history of American politics."
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton is declaring victory in his re-election campaign.
"I promise that I will always defend and protect you and your family, our state and our nation, without fear, without reservation, and without apology."
The Arkansas Republican continues by saying, "America is a wonderful place, despite what others think."
"Too many people in our supposed ruling class disagree. They're embarrassed of America. They think America is a hateful or irredeemable land, something that we should apologize for. Well, tonight, Arkansas, you sent a message loud and clear."
Many states across the country are still too close to call, one of them being Georgia. Former Georgia State Representative Stacey Abrams has a message for voters in her state and across the country as votes are being tabulated tonight.
"We want slow and accurate, not fast and wrong."
Abrams continues,
"We had extraordinary turnout during early voting. We had a strong set of numbers heading into tonight. And look, I'd rather be Democrats than Republicans in Georgia tonight."
Democrats are picking up a seat in the Senate, though, as John Hickenlooper is the winner of Colorado's Senate race, the former governor knocking off incumbent Republican Senator Cory Gardner. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.